If you want to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we'll use a verse there to take off with, and then we'll just try to mind the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God for His goodness and His mercy that endures forever. Bless His holy name. We've been looking at the fundamentals of our faith and what we need to know about the Lord God of heaven. Amen. We've looked at the Word of God, the holy book we call the Bible. Amen. And we've looked at God, the God of the book. Amen. So we're going to continue to go down that direction tonight. Look at the good God of heaven and who He is and what He's done for me and you. Who He'd want to be in our life, even for His glory. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." I mean, look at this tonight in these fundamentals. We see that the Word of God, it is the Word. It's His Word. And He says, and Moses is speaking to Israel here, and he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." He said, the Lord, Israel. He said, "Israel, the Lord is our Lord." I hope tonight that you can say in the depths of your heart that the Lord is your Lord. Amen. That you made Him your Lord and your Savior, the God of your life. He makes a difference when we accept Him as our Lord. Amen. We can recognize Him as Lord, but it's even better when we recognize Him as our Lord. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because even a fool said in his heart, "There is no God." We see here in Psalms 53:1, that's what it says. The fool, that's your first blank, F-O-O-L, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now I want you to think about that. It's talking about the unthinking person. Amen? The person that's allowing, that's stepping past reasoning, stepping past even logic and saying that there is no God. You say, "Well, preacher, he just doesn't believe." Amen. How he knows that there is a God. Amen. He has to, in order to come in his reason, come to place. He said, the fool that said in his heart, "There is no God." He had to have some kind of reason to point, tell him that there was something out there. There was something stirring in the depths of his soul. Something brought him to point. He said, "You know what? I'm just not going to recognize him." Amen. He says, a fool that said in his heart, that's what April Fool's Day is. They wanted a day of their own, and no judge says, "You got it." April Fool's Day, that's your holiday. Amen. Because the fool that said in his heart, "There is no God." An unthinking person. Amen. But nature itself is, it's the evidence of God. We see it in Psalms 19:1. Psalms 19:1 said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Amen. He said the very heavens and the firmament, what we can see, praise God, it affirms God's handiwork. It shows us that there is a God. Amen. It shows us that He is real. You say, "Preacher, how do you know He's real?" I had a young person ask me a while back. He said, "Preacher," he said, "how do you know God's real?" I think he thought he'd stump me for a minute. I said, "Let me show you, let me explain to you how I know He's real." And I said, "Look around." I showed him the trees and all the things around us. And I said, "God made those. And it takes something real to make something that's real." I said, "A real God made these real things that you can see." Amen. Amen. And you could just see the light go off in his eye. He had never thought of it that way. If we could just realize He's a real God that makes real things. Amen. Praise God. So God, who is God? Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary says this. Says He's the supreme being. Jehovah, the eternal, E-T-E-R-N-A-L, eternal and infinite, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-E, eternal and infinite spirit, the creator, C-R-E-A-T-O-R, and the sovereign of the universe. Amen. Now, Noah Webster's dictionary, it was based on the Word of God. If you want a proper definition for a word, amen, you get Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, and it'll tell you a definition according to this old King James Bible. Amen. pray God, it'll fit. Now you take some of these new versions of the dictionary, and they don't make no sense. Amen? They no tell what they'll tell you. Ain't no tell what they'll tell you about God. But I won't say praise the Lord. He is real. He is a supreme being. Amen. Jehovah. He's the eternal and infinite spirit, the creator and sovereign of the universe. In John 4 and 24, the Bible says God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. When we get a hold of the Spirit, praise God, you'll get a hold of the truth. What's happening in the day? There's so many people that try to worship outside of the Spirit, and praise God, they're never getting a hold of truth. That's why they so many of our young people dying and going to hell, lost without God, because the Holy Spirit of God ain't real. It ain't real in the church. It ain't real in the people. And praise God, and it ain't real to them. Praise God. It breaks my heart to see churches where they take all the young people and stuff them down in the basement. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Well, let me just tell you what's wrong with it. And grandma and grandpa, mom and daddy get up there worshiping and praising God, and they never get to see it. Yeah. Amen. And then they come up through and they may teach them this and teach them that, but they never see the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. They never see what reality, how real it is. And if they don't see the real Spirit, they can't understand the real truth. Amen. That brings forth the power of God. Amen. So what we see here is the natural attributes of God. That's what we want to look at tonight for a little while. The natural, A-T-T-R-I-B-U-T-E-S, attributes of God. We want to look at who He is. And we want to look at what He does. Those are His attributes. That's it. That is what makes God who He is. Amen. See, if we ain't careful, we can flippantly go through this world and say, well, you know, Christianity is this and that and another. But amen, when we look at who God is and His plan for me and you, we begin to realize, pray God, ain't something a whole lot bigger than that. That there's a sovereign God, praise God. And it's what He is and what He does, praise God, that makes a difference to you and me. Amen. It makes a difference to you and me, or you and I. Amen. Practice some good vocabulary. So number one, God is self-existent. God is, S-E-L-F-E-X-I-S-T-E-N-T. God is self-existent. Amen. What are you saying, preachers? Y'all say nobody made Him. Amen. You say, well, wasn't He part of that big bang theory? I said, yeah, He said, God said, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. Praise God, He was there when it happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God did not derive His being from any source outside of Himself. God didn't go through the universe and pick out pieces here and there and pull it together and make Himself. No, He didn't. Amen. He always has been and always will be God. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I just can't get a hold of that. That's just too big. Amen. Glory. Yeah. I'm glad it's too big for me to comprehend. If I could understand it, He wouldn't be God. Amen. But because I can't understand it, because I see what He made, praise God, here, there, and yonder, amen, glory be to God, I just shout to pray and say, glory be to God. Amen. Amen. I get excited about thinking about my Creator, the God of heaven, amen. Praise God. They didn't have to outsource for Him. Amen. God didn't have to outsource to find out who He wanted to be. Amen. I had a person the other day said, yes, and I'm a trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. Amen. Me too. Man, like know what I'm going to be when I grow up. What I want to do, amen. Praise the Lord. To finish this thing. Amen. You say, preacher, God, what about you? Said you're already doing. Hey, pray God, I'm doing exactly what God had me to do. Amen. I tell you, you won't find the perfect will of God. You just find out where He wants you to be. Amen. Now, it might not be somewhere where you're going to get rich and famous. Hello? But I tell you what, you get center of God's will, I guarantee you He'll give you joy in your soul. Amen. He'll take care of you. He'll minister for you. He'll minister to you. He'll love you in so many ways, praise God, you'll forget about everything else. Amen. Be all for God's glory. Amen. Number 1A, He did not will Himself into being. He exists by reason of what He is within Himself. Amen. In the beginning, remember we looked at last week when God was creating? In the beginning, God. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Everything He needed was right there. Hello? Amen. Everything He needed, praise God, He had in the beginning, God. Amen. Created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Praise God. Everything He had, praise God, was self-existent. It was in Himself. The power He needed, the materials He needed, the forms He needed, the fashion that He needed was in Himself. If God can be that for the whole world and the universe, what more can He be for you? He's all we need. We got a world chasing around after this, that, and the other. It won't be for naught. All it'll matter what we do for Him. Amen. When it's all said and done, the only thing's going to matter your whole life is what you did for Jesus. Hello? Now I know we got to work and we got to strive and we got to, you know, do this and do that in this world. I know that. I'm not stupid. Amen. But when we put the Lord Jesus Christ and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what's right in the eyes of a holy God, amen, said, all these things I'll add unto you. Amen. He said, I'll give them to you if you'll put me first. Amen. I believe some of us is missing out on the blessing, praise God, because we ain't looking to Him first. You say, well, you know, preacher, I'm going to serve God, try to do right. When I get a chance. Amen. Had somebody tell me today, he said, I ain't got time for God. Amen. He said, preacher, I ain't got time for God. I'm too busy. Amen. I'm glad God don't tell me He ain't got time for me. If God ever tells you He ain't got time for you, you're in a mess. Amen. I'm glad God takes time for you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad God takes time for me. Touch my heart, help me, give me what I need. Bless His holy name. Amen. He did not will Himself into being and existence by reason of what He is within Himself. Amen. B. He inhabits eternity. Amen. He inhabits eternity. Isaiah 57:15. He said, for thus saith the high and lofty one. That one's with a capital O. I mean, that's the Almighty, the high one. That inhabiteth eternity. Amen. He said, God is in the middle of everything throughout the ages. There's nothing that'll ever happen in the universe that God ain't in the middle of. He's the God of it all. Amen. Well, we just begin to trust Him and to look at Him because He inhabits eternity. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad He inhabits eternity, ain't you? But I'm glad most of all that He inhabits my heart. Amen. That same God that's inhabiting eternity and everything in between, praise God, inhabits my soul. Lives in my heart and lives in yours. Amen. What a God that is. I'm talking about the fundamentals, praise God, just who God is. Praise His holy name. So we see God, the eternal, self-existent one, praise the Lord. Amen. Number 2, God is immutable. I am immutable. Immutable. What does that mean? Immutable. That means He's unchanging. U-N-C-H-A-N-G-I-N-G. Unchanging, praise God. He don't change. He don't change for you, and He don't change for me. Amen? Praise the Lord. God does not change His what? His character. C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R. God don't change His character. If you notice, if you're around people, you can see through them in a little while. Some people claim to be this or that, but in a little while, their true character will come out. The true person, okay, if you hang out with them a little while, and usually it don't take too long. Amen? So if somebody finds out that somebody tells them, say, listen, said that's Preacher Massey. Amen? And you hang it, you see them for a little while, and boy, they'll just be such and such for just a little bit. But it won't take very long if you're around them much, but their character, true character, will begin to come out. They'll begin to say things and do things and make their little snide remarks because it'll show their true character. But I'm glad we serve a God whose character never changes. Amen? His character's always the same. Praise the Lord. Not only is His character, God does not change His character, but He doesn't change His nature. Amen? God's nature is to love me and you. Amen? He's just nature. He's a God of love and nature. And that nature never changes. So a preacher, sometimes he gets mad. He gets upset. Yeah, he hates sin. Amen? But that don't change who he is. Now, if he didn't love you, just like a parent, if they don't love you, they won't discipline you. But if they love you, they'll show you the right way. A parent that's got little Johnny, and they say, well, you know, little Johnny, I'm not going to discipline him. He's his own person. I'm not going to discipline him. Well, if you ain't careful, little Johnny will be out there playing in the street. And the traffic are coming. Amen? So you got to discipline little Johnny. You've got to say, little Johnny, don't you go near that highway. Amen? If you go near that highway, I'm going to put you in time out. You're going to lose your privileges. Amen? And if they're about two or three times, little Johnny, pray God you take him in and tan his little hide. Amen? Said, I told you I love you, and I'm not going to see you run over by a semi-truck. I don't want to see you as a flat spot in the road. And you tan his little hide, and you set him down. You explain it to him. You tan his little hide. Praise God, listen what? When he comes back, he's more afraid of you, praise God, than he is than that desire he had to go out by the road. Amen? He'll say, you know what? They must really love me. They don't want me to get hurt. God is the same way. His nature, He loves us, and He don't want to see us hurt. Amen. His character and His nature. Why? Because of His purpose. God is unchanging in His purpose. His purpose for you and I is to see us to be conformed to the likeness of His dear Son. Amen. And He's not going to take seconds on that, praise God. He wants to see it come to the full. Amen. So that we can give Him the glory for when we get there. Amen. So He can be presented, when we can be presented, praise God, with Him. Praise the Lord. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, He said, for I am the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the Lord God of heaven. Amen. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Amen. What's God saying there? He said, I'm the Lord, I'm the one in control, I'm God Almighty, and I ain't changing for nobody. Amen. Why? Because He's perfect in every essence. He doesn't need to. Amen. If He was to change, He would be degrading Himself. God's not going to degrade Himself, praise God. But He's going to magnify in His office. Bless the Lord. So what does God do? B, God may change His method to achieve His purpose. Amen. God don't change who He is, but God may change His method on dealing with me and you. The way, what He has to do to get our attention. Sometimes He has to knock the legs out from under you. Amen. Because some of us is pretty hard-headed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. The Bible says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Amen. He said, I had a covenant with them, said, this is the way we're going to do things. But he said, they broke that covenant. He said, also, I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. He said, I was there, so I was that husband, I was that provider, I was that one that loving them, cared for them, doing for them. Verse 33 said, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Amen. So God didn't change who He was. He changed how He dealt with the nation of Israel. He said, I'm going to give you a new covenant. I'm going to give you a statute, praise God. He said, I'm going to plant it in you, praise God, so that you can know it. Amen. I'm glad He does that. Amen, praise God. Should have beaten us down. He puts it in us so that we can know it. When we know it, we know Him, praise God. So what God does, He changes His method. Don't change Himself. Doesn't change His purpose. But He changes His method. Amen. So why does God do that? See, God does not change His hatred for sin. Amen. He changes His method, but He don't change the hatred of sin. He still hates sin. So that's why He does what He does. Jeremiah chapter 44. Jeremiah chapter 44 and 4. The Bible says this. It said, howbeit I send unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, Oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Amen. So God in His immutability, amen, His unchanged, He still hates sin. Why are we saying this? Well, we're living a day and hour. It seems like people say, well, you know what? God's changed His mind about sin. You know, what used to be sin, well, it's not really sin no more. No, you know what? We've got used to the dark. Amen. That sin that was sin then, praise God, it's still sin now. We've just got used to the dark. But God had said He hasn't changed His mind, not one iota, about sin. He still hates sin. He told Israel, He said, that sin that you're doing, it's an abominable thing. He said, it makes me sick. I can't stand to look on it. Amen. He said, it's no good. Praise the Lord. So God is immutable. He's unchanging. Number three, God is omnipresent. Amen. What does that mean? God is omnipresent. That means God is unconfined. Amen? Unconfined. God is unconfined. It means that God ain't put somewhere in a box. You know, there's a whole lot of the world that's got their gods in boxes. And they'll have a worship service, whatever they call it, and they'll open up their box, or they'll put their little box there. The amazing thing about that, brother, a lot of times they put their little box there, and they don't even open the box. Amen? They got their God all boxed up, and they leave Him in the box, and they put the box there, and they stand up, and they say, oh, and they worship, and they praise, and they do their chants and their rituals, and their God's in a box. I'm glad, praise God, there ain't no box can hold my God. I'm glad my God come out of the box, praise God. He'll come out on you. He'll come out on me, praise God. He'll make Himself known. We'll see Him for who He is, and the Spirit of Him, His holiness, praise God, will tiptoe across our hearts. Amen. Why? Because He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Amen. Praise God, He can be here. He can be here tiptoeing across my heart. He can be back there tiptoeing across Brother Kevin's heart too. Amen. Glory be to God. He can jump from Brother Calvin to Brother Charles. Praise God. And before you know it, He made a circuit. Amen. Praise God. Because we can't confine Him. Amen. Omnipresent. He's everywhere. All the time. Bless His holy name. Amen. Hey, God is present in all His power. Amen. God is present in all His power. I want to say when God's a moving around in our hearts, our lives, He's in full possession of His power and His authority. Amen. Now listen, you'll get this tonight. I got this, boy, I about had me a spell. You'll get this tonight by the time you pillow your head and you'll say, whoa, glory. When God the Spirit, Holy Spirit's a tiptoeing across your spirit, all the essence and power of God is right there, right then. Amen. Nothing lacking. Amen. Think about it. You'll get a hold of that, you'll have your spell. Amen. God don't hold nothing back on you. He gives you all that you need, praise God. He'll give you all of Himself. Bless His holy name. That's what He does. God is present in all His power at every point of space, everywhere in the universe, and at every point of time. Amen? God is everywhere in power, praise God, and empowering. That's what He does. Bless His holy name. In Psalms 139, verse 7, Psalms 139, verse 7, the Bible says, whether shall I go from thy spirit? Now the psalmist David is speaking this, and he's talking about God. He said, you know what? I've run here to run to and fro. And he said, praise God, everywhere I go, there you are. Amen. Praise God, can't get away from me. Now you may be in the world, you may be talking on your cell phone, you may think you've got a good connection. Amen. But you may go over the next hill, praise God, and you may lose that connection. Amen. Sometimes I talk to Brother Jeff, he's patrolling up there in Madison County now. Amen. He'll say, preacher, I may lose you right here in a minute. I'm going in a certain place. Sure enough, praise God, I drop a signal. But David said, you know what? Everywhere I've been, praise God, the signal's always loud and clear. Amen. He said, whether shall I go from thy spirit? He said, ain't nowhere I can go, Lord, that you ain't there. He said, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? He said, you're always there. Amen. He said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You said, wait a minute, preacher, God ain't in hell. Hey, God created hell for the Satan and his angels. Amen. I guess he could tour through it if he wanted to. Amen. But I'm glad we don't have to go there. Praise God. He said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Now watch this. He said, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth in the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. Amen. He said, you're everywhere I go, praise God, in dark and light. He said, it don't matter. It don't change who you are. Amen. Why? Because He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time, praise the Lord. In His power and in His authority. Ain't you glad for that? That we got a God that ain't hindered, ain't hindered by where He can be and when He can be there. The devil can't be everywhere all the time. The devil is not omnipresent. Amen. He can come by your place. He can come by by where you are. But praise God, he can't be there all the time. Amen. You know, if the devil was to come just camp out on your porch, boy, I tell you what, it'd be a rough time. But you know what you could do? You could just say, well, glory to God. You say, why the devil's camped out on my porch? Praise God. Hey, but if he's camped out on your porch, he can't bother nobody else. Amen. Because he can't be everywhere. Never think about it. Just praise God. When the devil comes along, he tempts you sore, praise God. Say, glory to God, I'm glad I'm not led of the devil. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad the devil come by, but glory be to God, now he's leaving my brothers and sisters alone. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we get the mully grubs when the devil comes by our place. But praise God, if we got the power of God on us, I mean, we can just shout her out, praise God. Submitting ourselves to God and putting up a resistance, praise God, he's got to go. Man, he don't have no grounds to hang around. Praise the Lord. So we see him and his power. Amen. Number four, God is eternal. Amen. E-T-E-R-N-A-L. God is eternal. Amen. That deals with God's relation to time. Amen. T-I-M-E. It deals with God's relation to time. Amen. Time to God is irrelevant. He always has been and always will be. A time in between don't amount to nothing. Amen. For me and you, time's a big thing. Amen. Somebody got here said quarter to seven. Pray God, I need to get out of here by quarter to nine. I got things due. I got to get ready for tomorrow. Amen. God's been ready for tomorrow when He started it in yesterday. Amen. Tomorrow hasn't taken Him by surprise. He knows what's coming. Man, you try to gear up for it. Amen. But He's eternal. He knows about it already. Praise the Lord, because He deals with God in relation to time. The past, the present, and the future are all equally known to Him. EQUALLY. The past, the present, and the future, they're all equally known to God. Amen. In Revelation chapter 1, I read to you last week. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Now, He didn't say the end. He said, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. So God deals with the past, the present, and the future. They're all equally concerning to Him. I mean, He's part of all of it equally. We can't see it that way. I got to thinking about this when I was studying it. We see it kind of like people watching a parade. Man sees time as a parade. P-A-R-A-D-E. That's how we see it. Passing by one segment at a time. We see time in our human eye as like watching a parade. You're standing there on the curb and you watch as the band goes by and the fire trucks go by. And that's how we see time. Amen. We see time one instance at a time, one little moment, one little flicker of time at a time. Amen. As they go by, like watching a parade. But God takes the whole thing in a sweeping moment. Amen? In a sweeping glance. S-W-E-E-P-I-N-G. God sees all in one glance, from the beginning to the end. Amen? Mine and your life is short. It's like a vapor and it's gone. And God sees it before it ever was. Till it's gone, and when we're with Him in eternity. Amen. You say, you preacher, you think God can see us in eternity? Sure He can. Amen. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly when you're saved. He knows exactly the life you're living. Amen. Down to the very fibers of your being. Praise the Lord. And He sees it all in one sweeping glance. It's your life. You might put it up, God might put it up just, this is your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, I don't appreciate that. Well, it's just life. Amen. It's fleeting, but a moment, and it's gone. We're not promised. We was talking today about how fast people's going out of here. I mean, these people going out, and they're not, some of them's not, it's getting, we're living daytime. They're not old people. 30, 40 years old, just boom, they're going out of here. Every minute, somebody, every few seconds, somebody's going out of here. Amen. But God is eternal. He's eternal in His dealings. He's eternal in His relationship to time. Amen. Not only is He God eternal, number five, God is omniscient. Amen. God is omniscient. O-M-N-I-S-C-I-E-N-T. Omniscient. It's the knowledge of God. K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. The knowledge of God. Amen. The wisdom that God has, the exceeding the great knowledge of God. You know what God don't know? Nothing. There's nothing that God don't know. Amen. There's nothing that God don't know. There's nothing ever taken Him by surprise but Kevin. Amen. Praise God, it's all out there. God knows all about it before it ever happened. Praise God. Amen. He has all knowledge. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. 11:33. He said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, exclamation point. Amen. It's like Paul's saying here, said, praise God for the depths and the riches, the wisdom and knowledge of God. He said, it's way up here. He said, I can't attain to it, but boy, praise God, thank God for it. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out! Exclamation point. He said, God is an almighty God. He said, I can't figure Him out, but I'm glad He knows where I'm at. He said, who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be not recommenced unto Him again. Amen? So he said, for of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Amen. He said, everything is for His goodness. Praise God. Because knowledge, because God, that God knows it all. Praise God. And it's all for His glory. Paul says, glory be to God. Amen. So number one, he says, God's foreknowledge. God's foreknowledge, foreknowledge, of an event does not predetermine it. The event. Predetermine. Amen? What does that mean? Just because God knows about it, pre-knows about it, before He foreknows about an event, doesn't mean God's going to change that event. Hello? Just because God knows all things. You know, preacher, I can't believe God let me go through that. Praise God. Well, I wonder why. Huh? Because, number A, God is a free moral agent. Amen? A-G-E-N-T. You and I are free moral agents. God allows us to make choices. Amen? If not, we'd be robots. God would save us, He'd program us, and then we'd just... till we got home. But God, though, He loves us, and He allows us to love Him back. Hello? So therefore, He made us free moral agents, and He gave us a personality. Amen? An individual personality. P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L-I-T-Y. So we're free moral agents with our own individual personality. Amen? Though God knows in advance our action, yet we are free to choose. Hello? God knows what we're going to do before we ever do it. You say, well, why don't God stop me? Because He allows you to make a choice. Amen? I've been born again, praise God. I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the shepherd of my soul, Brother X. So I'm going to do everything in my power, according to His word, praise God, to follow my shepherd. Amen. So I'm not found wanting, so I'm not found disappointing in the eyes of God. So that my shepherd, praise God, can present my doings to the Father with glory. Amen. That He can be proud of me. Amen. Why? You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the choices I make to bring God glory. Amen. If we're making any other choices that don't bring God glory, then we're making the wrong choices. Hello? But God made you a free moral agent. He gave you your own personality. And He gave you an opportunity to make choices. You know what helped you make choices? The right choices? It's blessed old King James Bible. It'll show you the right choices, praise God. It'll lead you in the path of righteousness. Amen? For God's name's sake. Praise the Lord. He allows us, amen, to make choices. So we got to make choices. We got to make wise choices. Like I said a while ago, those that bring glory to God. All that's going to matter when it's all said and done is what we've done for the Lord. Those things that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, those things that's written, praise God, in the account God has of our life. From the day that we were born, I was born on October the 18th, 1963. Amen. And then there's a little dash, and then there'll be a day that I go out of here. Amen. Lord, don't come take me out first. I'll still be a day when I go out of here. Amen. Praise God. God be the glory. But that in between, that little old dash, But there's even a more concentrated one than that. From the day that I bowed and gave my life, Lord Jesus Christ, the day that I accepted Him as my Lord and Savior, to the day that He calls me out of here to be with Him, praise God, I've got to give an account. I've got to make wise choices from that day that this place, this space that I'm living in, is for God's glory. Amen. So I've got in my mind and in my heart. See, the Holy Spirit took my mind and He pushed it down. Worked it down into my heart. Amen. So now I don't want to be displeasing to my Savior. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God took His Word and pushed it down, and He showed me, brother, how much the Lord Jesus loves me. That He loved me enough that He died for my sins according to the Scriptures. God said He did. Amen. I believe it, Brother Bud, with all my heart. So I'm going to make choices, wise choices, that'll bring glory to His name, praising Him for what He's done for me, because He saved me. Amen. So what's God's responsibility? B, God's responsibility. R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. God's responsibility. What's God's responsibility in this? Ain't it God's responsibility, Brother Jeff, to keep me and you safe and sound and going in the right direction? Amen. What He doesn't do, He does not prevent man's actions. Amen. He does not prevent man's actions. See, why does bad things happen to good people? Because there's other bad people. Amen. There's people that make bad choices. And God does not change our actions, what we do. God gives us the wisdom to make good choices. Amen. When that drunk driver gets in a car, amen, after they've drunk 3 times the legal limit and go tearing down the road, amen, God didn't tell him to do that. And the only way God could stop them, because they're done going about their own thing, the only way God could stop them would be to strike them dead. God don't do that. He allows them to make choices. But sometimes we make bad choices. Amen. If we make choices contrary to the Word of God. But He doesn't prevent man from making choices. But He works. W-O-R-K-S. He works in all things for good to those who what? Love Him. Amen. So He works in all things for those that love Him. In other words, those that love Him are seeking His appearing and are loving Him back, praise God, because He first loved us. Amen. He's helping us to make wise decisions. Amen. He helps us in our wisdom, praise God, to make wise decisions because He loves us. In Romans 8 and 23, or 8 and 28, Romans 8, 28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to what? His purpose." Amen? So when we do actions, praise God, God allows us to react in wrong ways because we're not robots. But God gives us an opportunity to have an informed decision to make the right choices. That'll be used, praise God, for His purpose. Now, I said earlier what His purpose was. What is the purpose of God? To make you and I into the likeness of His dear Son. Amen. So one day He can call us home as part of the family. Praise the Lord. So He works in all things for good to those who love Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then number 6. God is omnipotent. Amen? Omnipotent. O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. Omnipotent. That means unlimited in power. U-N-L-I-M-I-T-E-D-P-O-W-E-R. Unlimited power. There's no limit to what God can do. Amen? He's omniscient. He knows what we need. And He knows what we need, and there's no limit to what He can... Glory be to God. Somebody ought to just take a spell for me. Amen. Glory to God. If He's unlimited, amen, in His knowledge what we need, and He has all power to do what needs to be done, glory be to God, we've got it made. Amen. We've got all that we need in the unlimited power of God. Amen. Hey, power to do anything that is not inconsistent. I-N-C-O-N-S-I-S-T-A-N-T. Power to do anything that is not inconsistent with His nature, N-A-T-U-R-E. Amen? That's not inconsistent with the nature of God. That's not inconsistent with the character of God, C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R. Amen? And it's not inconsistent with the purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, of God. Amen? So God gives, has the power to do anything that's not inconsistent with His nature, His character, and His purpose. In Genesis chapter 17, in verse 1, you know the story of Abram. He said, when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Amen. Omnipotent. Amen. God said, I am the omnipotent God, the God of all power. I don't lack nothing. Amen. He said, God, Almighty God, He said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Amen. He told Abraham, He said, you just be an upright and a sincere man. Praise God, be faithful. Praise God, and I'll be all things to you. I'll be an Almighty God to you. Amen. We see it worked out in chapter 18, verse 14. The Bible says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Question mark. Is anything too hard for God? Is there anything too big that God can't handle? Really? How come we got all these little old trivial things in our life and we say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Amen. We ought to say, dear God of heaven, what are you going to do? Amen. Lay it out there, bring it to the altar, say, oh God, I know you can. Amen. But you know what? Pride won't let us. We'll sit there on the stool and do nothing and go, oh my goodness, poor old me. What am I going to do? You ain't going to do nothing. Amen. You don't have the power to persevere to do anything. Amen. But God can. Amen. He says, is anything too hard for the Lord? He says, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Amen. Now, the Bible doesn't say that Abram was over, he was done past 90 years old. He done got past the him and Sarah done got past the family having time. Amen. But God come to him in Genesis 18, He said, is there anything too hard for me? Amen. Then He gave my answer. He said, praise God, at an appointed time, He said, I'm going to come again to there according to time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Amen. So He said, there's nothing too hard for God. Praise God. Why? Because He's omnipotent. He has unlimited power. We just got to harness the power. And if you're going to harness the power, brother, what you got to do is go to the source. Amen. You try to. We had the equipment down there at the plant, and we had all kind of equipment. We'd bring in new equipment. You couldn't just take a power cord hooked to that thing and plug it into the wall. Amen. If you did, all it'd do is just burn up the power cord because it wouldn't run that machine. You know how what we had to do to get power to that machine? Praise God, you had to go back to the source. You had to go back to that switch gear tied in, run conduit over there, praise God, where you could connect that thing up and you could energize it. And praise God, when you throw the switch, that thing would come on. Life, praise God, would be in it. God says, praise God, the reason we ain't got no power is we're not hooked up to the source. Amen. Praise God. He said, there's an omnipotent, there's an unlimited source. We just ain't hooked up to the source. Amen. Praise God. You want help from God, just get hooked up to the source. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. We see this in redemption. R-E-D-E-M-P-T-I-O-N. Redemption. Amen. The moral law, M-O-R-A-L. Romans 6:23. Moral law says, for the wages of sin is death. Amen. But we see God as He overpowers even the moral law. Amen. He superimposes. God superimposes. S-U-P-E-R-I-M-P-O-S-E-S. He superimposes the spiritual law of His grace. Amen. What He does, He takes the moral law. Says you're dead in trespass sins. Amen. Said the wages of sin is death. The moral law makes us dead. But God Almighty is in His omnipotence, praise God, in His power, in His supreme power, He has power to superimpose the spiritual law of grace. Amen. It supersedes that. It superimposes that grace into that, praise God, and gives us life through the power of God. Amen. Praise God. We see life superimposed from the God of heaven because of His spiritual law of grace. Amen. The Bible teaches that God cannot lie, L-I-E, L-I-E, or make wrong, W-R-O-N-G, to be right. Amen. God cannot lie, and He can't make wrong to be right. He can point us in the right direction. He can show us the right way. Amen. But wrong will never be right. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because God's Almighty. Bless His holy name. God. The fool said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. That's just not good thinking. But when we think with a clear heart, a pure heart, and pure mind, and a pure heart, praise God, we can realize that there is a God and that He's real. He's the God of the book. He's the God in the book. Amen. He makes all the difference, praise God. We can't do without Him. Bless His holy name.